I mean, she explains things just so clearly. How this, in a sense, how the system perpetuates itself, perpetuates the con, and convinces us through these cons to continue participating in hurting our children. Continuing with Alice. In contrast to generally accepted beliefs and to the horror of pedagogues, I cannot attribute any positive significance to the word pedagogy. I see it as self-defense on the part of adults, as manipulation deriving from their own lack of freedom and their insecurity, which I can certainly understand, although I cannot overlook the inherent dangers. I can also understand why criminals are sent to prison, but I cannot see that deprivation of freedom and prison life, which is geared wholly to conformity, subordination, and submissiveness, can really contribute to the betterment, i.e., the development of the prisoner. There is in the word pedagogy the suggestion of certain goals that the charge is meant to achieve, and this limits his or her possibilities for development from the start. But an honest rejection of all forms of manipulation and the idea of setting goals does not mean that one simply leaves children to their own devices. For children need a large measure of emotional and physical support from the adult. This support must include the following elements if they are to develop their full potential. And I commented here because, as with the word freedom, full potential is full potential under class. So we see in some of the assumptions Alice is making a degree of ambivalence, I think, about class society, a degree of denial, perhaps, about the full scope of the abuse that she is documenting and its roots in a system that requires our dispossession. Continuing with her essential elements of our support of children. First, respect for the child. Second, respect for his rights. Third, tolerance for his feelings. Fourth, willingness to learn from his behavior. And this is willingness to learn from his behavior about the nature of the individual child, this particular child, about the child in the parents themselves, and about the nature of emotional life itself, which can be observed much more clearly in the child than in the adult, because the child can experience his feelings more intensely and optimally, more undisguisedly than an adult. And we're going to end at with that, although I am certain, because I'm still thinking about these elements of our support of children. I want to think more about them. Sad I can't type them. But I am wanting to think through particularly that last comment about learning from children, because I say this a lot kind of offhandedly, that not on this show, but out in the world, that they have nothing to learn from us. We have everything to learn from them. And to be able to flesh that out would be helpful for me. And she does, just there, but I want to do it a little bit even more. I am so grateful you are there. And please bear with me as I heal my wrist. Hopefully we'll be able to type at some point. I don't know, I've never had to deal with this before, so I'm not certain all that is involved in it. Right now it just hurts a lot. Hard to know exactly what to do to begin, you know, the therapeutic process once it's hopefully healed, and how long that takes. But I will obviously keep doing these shows and putting them out, and fortunately have a little store of words from Alice, and she is so incredibly thought-provoking that she could keep us, our thought process, busy for some time. But I hope we are not just hearing this as a exercise in our own personal development of our own personal thought and hear it rather as a part of our process of inspiring in our brothers and sisters belief and determination to win our freedom, belief in and win our freedom. So thank you again, as always, for listening, and I love you. Stay strong, and until next week, peace.